Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Real Clear Politics Takeaway for Tuesday, October 20th. I'm Tom Bevin, co-founder and president of RCP.
I'm Carl Cannon, Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics. Morning, Tom. We're 2 weeks out.
2 weeks, Carl. 14 days. But you know the election's actually not going to end on November 3rd because we're going to have all sorts of chaos in the aftermath as we're counting votes and probably filing some lawsuits here and there. Right.
Well, there's already lawsuits being filed. But, you know, my hope is that we wake up Wednesday after the election like we have most years, not all years in American history. And we do know the president.
Well, Carl, the president was in the battleground state of Arizona yesterday, a couple of rallies. He's blitzing now. He says reports he wants to do 5 campaign events a day for the next 2 weeks. And it looks like, he's behind in all these battleground states, but it looks like there might be some closing nationally. Our Real Clear Politics average has been Biden's lead has dropped a point. It's also dropped a point in the top 6 battleground states. Polls out just this morning from the ABC News Washington Post has Biden up 1 point in North Carolina. I think this race, Carl, is going to go right down to the wire for as much as there's talk about a Biden blowout, and that's certainly a possibility still. I think this race is going to tighten. I think we're in for a repeat of 2016, hence my belief that we will be in overtime counting ballots and filing lawsuits after November 3rd.
Well, that could be, Tom, but think about this 2 states you just mentioned, North Carolina and Arizona. Those are battleground states this year. But when the Republicans put together their map, their Electoral College map at the beginning of the year, they didn't see that they had to fight in North Carolina or Arizona. So the battleground states to me are still Wisconsin, Michigan, you know, the Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania, Florida, of course, and Ohio. And then those places, Joe Biden is still leading. So look, you could be right. And these races do tend to tighten at the end. That's a trend that's been true for a long time. But if Donald Trump is worried about Arizona, and the president's camp reelect is worried about North Carolina, I think they're playing from behind.
Well, I think they are, but Georgia's another place that's going to be closer. But Texas is going to be closer than it was 4 years ago. A lot of these states. You mentioned Ohio; he won that by 9 points. So we're seeing that across the board. But that's
well, you
still
know, Tom,
mean-
there's a difference though between 4 years ago and that is, Donald Trump's pretty much the same. Now he's been president for 4 years, so he's running on his record instead of his promises, but he did a lot of the things he said he would do. He certainly didn't count on a coronavirus, but what the Democrats have is a different nominee. And what I was focused on this week, we have a story on our page this morning about it, is Catholic voters. And we have this new poll that we did in conjunction with EWTN on Catholic voters. And it's the fourth one we've done. And Joe Biden is leading among Catholics by 12 points. Now that gap may end up not being that large. The most devout Catholics are also the most committed Catholics politically. They tend to be activists. They trend Republican. So that number on election day may not be 12. But look, if it's anything close to 12, Biden's going to win. And what's interesting about that to me, Catholic vote is not, it's not a monolith, but it's a pretty good bellwether. And it's almost a quarter of the electorate. And, in 1960, the first time in modern American history we concerned with the Catholic vote, John F. Kennedy won, more than 80% of the Catholic vote. And it's the reason he was elected president. When John Kerry is nominated in 2004, he doesn't carry the Catholic vote. If he had, he might have won. He lost it by 5 points, and he was Catholic. So the question, Biden's Catholic. So the question going into this year is he going to be more like John Kerry or more like John F. Kennedy? You'll never get a repeat of 1960, but if he carries the Catholic vote by double digits, Tom, it's going to be hard to figure out where the rest of those votes are for the president.
And there are a lot of Catholic voters in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and certainly even some in Michigan. One of the interesting things about that poll, Carl, is that a plurality of Catholics approved of his pick of Amy Coney Barrett, who's about to be confirmed to the Supreme Court before the election, unless something strange happens. But it didn't seem to give him the bump with Catholics that I think the Trump campaign thought they were going to get, because the overall number, as you mentioned, was a 12-point lead for Biden. It's exactly where it was in our last poll a month ago.
Look, she's a pretty good surrogate for the president. But again, Joe Biden is the Catholic candidate. So, and he talks like a Catholic, and whatever his faults and whether his differences with the hierarchy on some key issues, including abortion, there's no question he's Catholic, and I think Catholics relate to him. Hispanic Catholics he's doing very well with. And so, look, we'll find out how this goes on election day. Look, the Judge Barrett pick was good for Trump with Catholic voters, I believe. And in this poll, you come up with some other things. Catholic voters are very concerned with attacks on religion, with freedom, religious freedom issues, as you'd expect. And the president's been pounding them. So I think all in all, he's done the right moves in the last month or so, the president, to get this vote. But it begs the question, why is Biden more popular with Catholic voters than Hillary Clinton or John Kerry? And, you know, at the end of this campaign, if Biden's elected, if he wins, we're going to have to go into that vote and see what it was that resonated with that big, important segment of the electorate.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. We'll be back on Thursday to preview the final debate of 2020. I'm Tom Bevin, co-founder and president of Real Clear Politics.
And I'm Carl Cannon, Washington Bureau Chief for RCP, and this has been the Real Clear Politics Takeaway for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020.